Again, it's revised down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Hello, welcome to the Morning Open. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The economic recovery, not so perky. And a banking deja vu moment for the president. All that coming up. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now. The S&P up about a third of a percent. NASDAQ up about half a percent. The Dow higher right now by 36 points at 10,450. European shares between a half a percent and a full percent up right now. And Asian shares closed mostly up today as well. The Nikkei at a three-month high. The nation's gross domestic product was revised lower for the third quarter. Initial estimates were the GDP rose by 3.5%. Today, the number not quite so robust, up 2.2%. Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live this morning from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So the economy wasn't as strong as we were initially told. What's behind these numbers?
It's a cold dose of reality check here. Bottom line is they were looking for much higher business investment, but businesses are still playing it pretty close to the vest. That would have developed in some real good inventory reduction and hopefully more building of inventories here. That's not happening. Factories really aren't powering up just yet because of that caution. And then finally, you've got consumer spending. Sure, it was up, but it was up because prices were higher, not because they were buying more stuff, and it was largely in food and energy. So those revisions are keeping consumer spending and business spending pretty cool at this point.
You know, Julie, how is today's GDP report useful in, predicting economic growth for the fourth quarter and beyond?
Probably a key thing to remember is these statistics are always revised. But economists right now are still saying we're going to see really strong fourth quarter growth. But that's going to be coming from the government stimulus, because bottom line is the economy is not on the road to recovery unless you get that really good stimulus. We'd still be in the ditch. So that'll be the key thing to watch.
All right. Julie Neiman joining us from St. Louis. Julie, thanks.
You bet.
A weak economy is one that can't create very many jobs. Of course, the unemployment rate is something that we're all watching. And a handful of states are even starting to run out of money for jobless benefits. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live this morning to explain. Hi, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So how deep is this hole that states are in right now?
It's about $24 billion, according to the Labor Department. Here's the problem. The basic unemployment compensation program in each state is funded by a tax on employers. Now, 25 states have already run out of money in this recession. Basically, way more people signed up for benefits than they expected. Another 15 states are headed for insolvency. Andrew Stettner of the National Employment Law Project says that unemployed people will still get their checks, though.
So workers are guaranteed their benefits. There's federal loans. But the problem is state taxes are rising to start paying back these debts. That threatens benefit cuts for workers.
So, Mitchell, benefits are okay for now, but not in the future?
Right. They could start to suffer. States ultimately have to reimburse the federal government and refill their funds. That's starting to happen. And states have two choices. They can cut benefits, possibly make fewer people eligible, or raise payroll taxes on businesses. It's a tough choice in this economy.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reporting live this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
More bankers are headed to the White House for a meeting with President Obama today. They are executives from a few of America's small and community-sized banks, but the president has the same message for them that he gave to the bigger banks earlier this month. Lend more money to small business, please. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The White House wants to create more jobs. Small businesses are normally big job generators, but they say they can't get loans, so they can't hire anyone. Normally, community banks make a lot of those loans, but they say bank regulators are telling them to tighten up their lending standards. Camden Fine heads the Independent Community Bankers of America.
The administration and Congress are saying lend, 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 and the bank examination forces are saying conserve, conserve, conserve.
Fine says the community bankers will tell President Obama to rein in the regulators. Bill Black is an economist at the University of Missouri. He says President Obama can't do that.
Is he going to tell the regulators back off, go back to being the morons that helped to allow this crisis to occur? He can't say those things out loud.
Bank examiners show no signs of letting up. They shut down seven banks just last week. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We learned today financial services giant State Street will pick up the securities services business of Italian banking group Intesa Sanpaolo. It's a near $2 billion cash deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
iTunes may soon be offering a television subscription. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple is in talks to offer programming from CBS and the Walt Disney Company, owner of ABC and other networks. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports on the latest in the internet TV race.
Normally, you'd flip on your flat screen for this kind of show.
The winner of Survivor Samoa, Natalie.
But Apple wants you to turn on your computer screen for Survivor and more. The Journal reports the company is in talks with CBS and Disney to offer programs on iTunes for about $30 a month. James McQuivy of Forrester Research says that's too much.
Unless they're going to be able to wrap in a tremendous amount of, say, movie content, and that's one of the reasons why you work closely with Disney, then maybe if you can wrap in some TV content, make it all convenient, $30 a month might be realistic.
McQuivy says Apple's other big selling point, it could offer its content on the iPhone and other handheld devices. He says the company has to offer more video to stay competitive. Last week, Comcast began offering online packages for its cable subscribers. Verizon, Time Warner, and Hulu also have subscription services in the works. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
So, question. How do you divide the winnings when two people are playing a slot machine? A French court ruled that a woman who made the original bet gets 80%. Her gambling partner, who pulled the lever on the slot, will get the rest. The judges say there's no judicial definition of the winner in a slot machine game, but in this case, it was a team effort. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us there. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.